This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi today, covering various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. The visiting leader will also call on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in the afternoon. Mr. Luxon arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 5-day visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including members of the Indian diaspora. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 10th edition of Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi today. Prime Minister of New Zealand Christopher Luxon will join the inaugural session as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The 3-day dialogue will be held till Wednesday. The theme this year is Kal Chakra, People, Peace and Planet. Decision makers and thought leaders of the world will discuss 6 thematic pillars in various formats. Our correspondent reports representatives from about 125 countries are participating in the dialogue, with over 3,500 participants joining the dialogue in person. Chairman of Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill, Jagdambika Pal, has said that the bill is in favour of the poor Muslims. On All India Muslim Personal Law Board protest over the Waqf Amendment Bill, Mr. Pal told reporters in New Delhi that there is a conspiracy to create a fake narrative among minority communities against the government.
ये केवल सियासी तौर से विरोध हो रहा है. अभी तो एक्ट भी नहीं आया. हमने अपनी रिपोर्ट 428 पेज की दी है. उसके आधार पे सरकार उसको अप्रूव करके एक अमेंडेड बिल आएगा. उस बिल को पास होने के बाद इनको कोई बात कहनी चाहिए. किस सवाल पे आज जंतर मंतर पे ऑल इंडिया मुस्लिम पर्सनल लॉ बोर्ड हो, जमायत उलमा हिंद हो, या ओवैसी की पार्टी AIMM हो, या विपक्ष की पार्टियों को नेताओं को बुलाया जा रहा है. ये केवल सियासी तकरार है. लोगों के मन में गुमराह किया जा रहा है.
In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists in Kupwara district this morning. A police spokesperson told Akashwani News that on the basis of specific inputs about the presence of terrorists hiding in Krumhura, Jachaldra, Rajwar area, a search operation was launched by a joint team of police and other security force personnel. He added that as the forces reached the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists fired upon security forces, which was retaliated, triggering an encounter. Delhi police have arrested 7 Bangladeshi immigrants in a special drive. District Commissioner of Police East District Abhishek Dhania said all of them had come to India through river routes near India-Bangladesh border, and they were residing at various locations in Delhi NCR to evade detection. DCP Dhania said their deportation process has been initiated. Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna today administered the oath of office to Justice Joymalya Bagchi, a judge of the Calcutta High Court, as a Supreme Court judge. The oath-taking ceremony took place on the Supreme Court premises in the presence of other justices. With Justice Bagchi's appointment, the Supreme Court now has 33 judges against its sanctioned strength of 34. Temperatures are soaring in different parts of the country, with India Meteorological Department forecasting gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius in northwest India in next 3 to 4 days. IMD has issued a heat wave warning for several districts of Odisha, with red warning issued for Jharsuguda, Sambalpur and Kalahandi districts. The Met Department has advised people to take precautionary measures while going outside during peak hours of the day. In Telangana also, the ongoing heat wave has intensified. 22 out of the 33 districts have recorded maximum temperatures exceeding 40 degrees Celsius. Asifabad registered the highest temperature at 42.4 degrees Celsius during the past 24 hours. The Kabaddi World Cup 2025 is set to begin in England this evening. The Indian men's team will start their campaign against Italy at Wolverhampton. The match will begin at 5:30 PM IST. The domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty opened higher today amid positive global cues, as buying was seen in the pharma and auto sectors. The BSE Sensex gained over 382 points to trade at 74,211 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.